some breaking news on this Foodie Friday. Just yesterday, I happened to get a message and then another message and another message, all boom, 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 saying, did you see what Stan Supermarket said? And I said, well, what was it, that they're going to make twice as much Wishick sausage this year? And they said, no. They're taking the show on the road. So we wanted to reach out and talk to the people themselves. Jacob Diley with Stan Supermarket. Now, Jacob, what generation are you over there at Stan's?
Hi, thanks for having me on. So I'm a third generation over here at the store. It started out in 1962 as a Red Owl grocery store. And that was my grandfather, Stan Diley, that started that at the time.
Very cool.
And then, yeah, over the years, we've just kind of progressed. And now it's turned into Stan's Supermarket. We're supplied by Spartan Ash out of Fargo currently. And my dad, Darren Diley, is the current owner.
And so you guys are obviously known as the North Dakota king of sausage.
Wishick sausage is the best sausage.
Right? I mean, it sets the bar for all other sausage out there.
It does. I mean, I was just telling you that we eat Wishick sausage at our house, but we also make Wishick sausage because my husband always makes a special trip to come down and get your seasoning packets when he's making his own sausage. So you guys were really doing the Lord's work when you made those seasoning packets available to everybody.
Yeah, and you know, those are becoming more popular too. As it started out, we still just have a little shelf in the store for them, but I mean, we have trouble just keeping them on the shelf. That's something we're probably going to have to expand on and touch up on in the future coming up here.
Well, okay, so let's not bury the lead too far. You guys made a pretty major announcement yesterday saying that the world of sausage is going to change because you're hitting the road.
Yeah, so it's something, you know, ever since Pride of Dakota, well, honestly, it's been happening for years. People have been asking us, when are you going to come to Bismarck? When are you going to come to Fargo, Dickinson, wherever? And ever since Pride of Dakota in Bismarck last December, I know I had over 200 people ask me at Pride of Dakota throughout those 2 days, are you going to come here? Are you going to come there? When are you going to start selling your sausage in other stores? And then I realized, I'm like, well, something probably has to be done here. We got to kind of meet the other people halfway at some point. So I came up with this idea that I would just get a reefer truck trailer and I would go on the road this summer and go to as many cities as I can. I'm obviously starting off with kind of the big six there, as I announced on Facebook, but we'll see if we can incorporate some other towns in there as well.
Okay, tell us the six that you're going to head out to and when you're going, because everyone now is waiting with bated breath to know.
Sure. So the six that I have confirmed so far will be Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and Williston. As far as the dates go, you're going to have to follow the Facebook page, Stan Supermarket, to know for sure. Fargo is the only one I'll open up about so far because I know I have it locked in and confirmed. It'll be June 7th and 8th during the Happy Harry's Rib Festival, actually. I will not be at the Fargo Dome at Happy Harry's, but I will be at Family Fair on 13th Avenue next to Menards.
Okay.
Good. Okay, that's fantastic.
I love that spot. Okay.
Okay, so Jacob, I just got to know right off the bat, which is, I mean, I saw a picture of the trailer you're bringing, and it's not big enough. I don't know if you fully grasp how many people are going to come. I mean, so, you really run the risk of selling out pretty quick.
Here's the thing: we've figured out it's never enough when it comes to the fried sausage and ring bologna. As we learned at Pride of Dakota last year, I'm sure a lot of people know. I mean, we brought several thousand pounds up there, and it took about a day and a half, and it was gone. So, you know, that's one problem we run into in our store. I will say that we're undersized back there, and we definitely need to open up and expand. We've got some future plans for that as well. I won't get too far into detail on them, but I mean, we are it's selling as fast as we can put it out, and that's every day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so when you come here, you're just going to be selling, like, frozen or refrigerated product for people to just pick up like they would in the store? Or what are you doing?
Yep, that's exactly the case. We're going to, and I will have a list up before I hit each city and location, say, okay, here's what we're bringing. This is what's on the menu. And, yep, it'll all be refrigerated or frozen at the time, and then people can just pick it up and purchase it on site, correct?
Perfect.
No advance orders either, right? It's first come, first served.
Right. That's the other thing. That, again, and it all comes down to what I just said about we are just undersized back there right now. It's so crazy. If we did that, I don't think we'd be able to keep our head above water. So
I mean, let's put it this way. You posted at this time, 2 o'clock yesterday. This post had been up for an hour, and it already had 562 likes, 163 comments, 319 shares. So clearly the want and the demand is out there for this product. Congratulations, because it's no secret, especially to the KFGO audience, that you know some of the grocery stores in these smaller towns really need to find something to set themselves apart, because you don't, the town needs you, right? So Wishick needs Stan Supermarket to be there, and you found a great way and a great product that will keep people coming from hundreds of miles away.
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head there about the grocery stores thing. That is exactly true. Couldn't be more true, honestly. And yeah, we've been just very unbelievably fortunate to have this product here, and it's special, that's for sure.
Okay,
very
so
special.
You're going to have sausage, but I'm providing my own sauerkraut, right?
Okay, that's fair. That works
for me. I love it.
This is fantastic. And again, June 7th and 8th is when you're going to be in Fargo. Follow Stan Supermarket on Facebook for other dates. And I already see, I mean, just about any town that starts with any letter of the alphabet in North Dakota is already begging. I've also seen some South Dakota and Minnesota towns as well, too. And I think the idea here is that you know patience is a virtue, and you'll hit as many communities as you can make.
Yeah, patience is a huge virtue in this aspect. We will, like I said in the post, we're going to continue growing our operation here and expanding. I see how popular it is. I see how much people love it and want it. So we're going to do everything we can to just get bigger and be more accessible in the future.
This is fantastic. Jacob Diley, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to seeing you in Fargo and those folks out in Minot and Dickinson, Grand Forks. I mean, gosh, people are going to be following the sausage trailer all over this summer. And thank you for your family and all the hard work that you do in Wishick. And I know that Ryan Janke in our newsroom, his mouth is already watering because he is a Wishick sausage fanatic.
Wonderful. Well, I hope to see you guys there. That'd be great.
Yeah, no, we'll see you there for sure. We're going
to
be lining up.
We might have to camp.
Yeah. Oh, JJ loves a good line.
Yeah,
you
right?
You just never
oh.
know what could happen.
Fantastic. All
Thanks
right.
Thanks for being go. With us.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me.